Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. We just sang it, we mean it, it's the truth. We are here in church on Sunday morning because the Lord calls us, and he calls us in the same way he did in today's gospel. Come and see, come closer, be in relationship to me. And that's what happened with Andrew and his brother Simon, with James and John, all the apostles, and with every saint and every Christian and every believer to this very minute. We are the ones who hear what the young Samuel in his enthusiasm said, I am here, you called me. And that reality allows us to say, of all the lessons that we hear every Sunday, there are focuses that are important, and your good pastor, Father Gary, has invited me to offer you possibility of a personal relationship beyond your own family, beyond your own parish, on the far sides of the world, with an alliance of friendship with one of the young people or elders who are with you in photograph today. These good people are coming to us as brothers and sisters, as members of our faith family, like the people sitting around you. And the reality is that we can have a relationship with them. Some 40 years ago, some good people in Kansas City, sitting in the pews, just as you are, heard this message and said, yes, we are here because the Lord has called us. We want to be able to bond with one another in our journey toward the Lord, but how can we do that beyond our family or our parish? Well, one of those people to a missionary in Guatemala, they wrote a letter. Back came a picture of a little girl not able to go to school because she did not have the school books. She did not have the uniform, but she wanted to be a nurse. She was trying to teach herself to read and write. That is our goddaughter. She is going to reach her goal. They did three simple things. One, they sent a letter of support, promising daily prayer, asking for her prayers. Second, they continue to send a small donation every month or so to help her with her schooling. Third, and this is key to what they were inspired to do and what we do in our agency called Unbound, they sent their own photograph. And with letters and photographs back and forth, she did become a nurse. And that has caught the imagination of more than 300,000 people who form an alliance of friendship with one of our young people or elders in one of our foreign Catholic missions, all in the poor sections of our world. Sub-Sahara Africa, the poor countries of South America, the Philippines, and India. Join us. There are three parts to what we do. When someone comes to our community and says they would like to join our program, we say to them, are you willing to pray every day for the people of St. Edward Parish in Kaiser? They have no idea where we are, of course, but believe me, every photograph I have with me represents an individual and a family praying for those who hear this message. They are praying for you. Ask the Lord to give them, as well as yourself and the people around you, the same gift they are asking for you, a deeper faith, a stronger hope, a more active love. That really is what draws us closer to Jesus and one another. Second part of what we do is what you see in my hand, what you'll see more clearly when you come up for communion, what you might have noticed on the table when you come into church, individual photographs taken less than 90 days ago. And I'll say this more than once because it is unique to us. When you take this picture of Vanessa, a young lady living in poverty with her family in Guatemala, no one else will have Vanessa's picture. No one else will have the information inside this envelope, which will indicate how an alliance of friendship with her and her family will help them move forth out of poverty. You will receive two letters from her every year, even if you do not write, and the letters will be translated from Spanish to English. And when you write, your letter will be translated for her so that we have a personal relationship. A new photograph every year, so you'll see how this little 15-year-old girl is growing into an adult to follow her dream. She wants to be an accountant. She works hard in school, but she has a hard time with her school fees. You can help her reach her goal. This is what we do. The first part of what we do is prayer. Second, the actual physical, personal, one-to-one relationship. Third, you will not be surprised, since we're talking about helping a family in poverty move towards security, financial, $40 a month until Vanessa reaches the goal, till she becomes an accountant. It's going to be years, but we focus towards staying with her. But as soon as I say the word money, $40 a month, I need to tell you some important things. One is that more than 94 cents of every dollar you give to Vanessa goes to her. Less than 6 cents goes to getting me here, getting these folders made, supporting our work around the world. I know you believe me, but Charity Navigators, Better Business Bureau, comes into our office to check our books on a regular basis. Second, of course, we are a charitable organization, so every dollar you give to Vanessa or your new friend is tax deductible. Also, people say to me, Father, where did you ever get $40 a month? Well, when we started this program 40 years ago, we asked for $5 a month, then 10. Then, you know this is rampant inflation. It's bad in our country, it's worse in the missions. And it's because of that that some people say, Father, the Lord has been good to me. I have the ability to be gracious toward the poor, especially if I know whom I'm helping and how my help is benefiting them, and knowing we're reaching a goal together. And when we reach that goal, I'll stop. We do the same in the missions as we do with our own family. We give our young people the best we can. Then we send them off into the world to let their goodness and their behavior show their faith. This is the way in which we recognize that we can move forward. Now, when I heard this myself, I thought, this makes good sense. This whole idea of knowing whom I'm helping and how my help is benefiting them, and know that we're working together to reach a goal, I thought, I'm going to do. So I picked up a folder. Some people say, this young lady was born on our wedding anniversary. This is my daughter's birthday. I thought, the Lord will choose. I did not look. I just picked up a folder. It happened to be an older lady. We are the only agency in the church that forms an alliance or friendship with individual elders as well, to give them a life of dignity and security. Her name is Angelina. She's more than 80 years old. She lives in the mountains of Guatemala. She tells me, before I came to the mission, I would pick coffee during the season around the edges of the plantation because, as a poor woman, she owns no land. But because I have arthritis, cannot bend my fingers very well, I could only pick a couple pounds a day. Try to sell my coffee, nobody would buy it, people would steal it. But you heard about the mission, so let us take her picture. I have her photograph, and by the way, she has mine. And now she says, because of the $40 a month that you make to the clinic, I can go there and get arthritis medicine for no cost to me, flex my fingers better than ever, pick twice as much coffee in less time, sell my coffee for a good price to Fairtrade Guatemala, send my granddaughter to school. Rosalita, the little girl of 8, had to go with grandma and sit in the shade every day while grandma picked coffee because mom works in a factory, dad drives a truck. Together, and this is hard to believe, but they have a job full time, but they make less than $100 a month. Less than $100 a month. Rosalita was going to be a shepherdess. She was never going to learn to read and write, but now she's in school every day, and her school fees are 18 cents a day. There's no such thing as public education in Guatemala. It's not $18, it's 18 pennies, 80 centavos a day. But she's in school every day. This is what we do. Now, you can say, how do I know what I just told you? How do I know that my grandmother had arthritis? How do I know that the school fees are 18 cents? How do I know that mom and dad make less than $100 a month? It's because we are in personal relationship that my grandmother writes to me and I write back. And I've never asked the question that I don't get a clear and straight answer. This is who we are. This is what we do. This is how Father Gary is inviting me to give you that invitation to say what we sang, we believe. Here am I, Lord. I come to do your will. I'm in church for that reason. I want to do the Lord's will. And the Lord's will, of course, is personal relationship. It's caring for one another. Yes, in our family. Yes, in our parish, with all the works that St. Edward does in the parish for the poor, the food bank and everything. But to say, you know, I have a good friend, a goddaughter who lives in Bolivia. She wants to be a nurse. I'm helping her. We work together. This is who we are. Join us.